Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gray. We got Trolling or Rolling with Martin Weiss, the FS1 producer, coming up at the bottom of the hour. Of course, you don't want to miss that. And Rob, this is what? What day is this?
It is a Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's and right.
Forget, so you...
Go ahead.
Later in the final hour of the program, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports.
All right. Rob, before we get into some football, friend of the show, Dave Miller, who has been on several times with us, former NBA assistant coach. Remember, he told us his daughter is a college student who's, trying to get into broadcasting.
Yes.
Sideline Sammy is her nickname. She tweeted this. The Rays, this is a little baseball wisdom.
All right.
The Rays are unfamiliar with Clayton Kershaw, and that's a big advantage. If the Dodgers score early and avoid Tampa Bay's bullpen, they've got a chance to get game one. All right. That's her
take.
Yeah. So shout out to Sideline Sammy.
That's Job good well stuff done. Right there. No, that's good.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. Let's get to the NFL, Rob. And last night, gosh. I mean, the Cowboys, it is bad down in Texas.
Just when you think they can't get any worse. You remember what I was telling you? All the sharps bet on Dallas. You remember we had Lamar on.
Yeah.
They thought that because they would run the ball with Ezekiel, Chris, that was the whole thing. What did
and
Tony
Zeke,
Dungy
of course,
say?
Fumbled it twice
in eight
on
sna-
the
in
first
eight,
two,
eight touches.
On two back-to-back possessions. Yes.
Right. But he had eight touches.
Carries. Yep. You're right. Tony Dungy said they're going to start running it now. It could be a blessing in disguise.
Yes.
Yep. Now, they're bad, man. I tweeted yesterday, Rob, that this defense, and I can't go through every single defense all the years I've been watching football, but I tweeted this. This could I said real talk, no lie. I think this is the worst NFL defense I have ever seen in my life.
Are you sure?
I mean, like I said, am I going through every single year, 1981, who was the worst defense, all that?
All
Not
I'm
off the
say,
top of my head, of
right.
course. But here's a little, and I didn't know this, Rob, last night when I tweeted. It tweeted during the game. But here's a little something to back me up, all right? They're in the running, because here we go. The Cowboys have given up 137 first half points this season. That's the most that's the most in the league through six games. Here's the other thing. In the first six games of the season, Dallas has given up 218 points. That's the fourth most, Rob, in NFL history. So I'm not that far off.
Are the top three Lions teams that I covered in the 90s? I'm just asking.
No, I know. People were tweeting at me, the Lions, the Falcons, like I said, there's obviously been some bad defenses. But, man, Rob, teams are running roughshod over them. I mean, it's a freaking party against the Cowboys defense.
It's embarrassing. And remember, this team was picked by many.
Our friend Nick Wright,
ESPN
first picked them.
To go to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yep, to go to the Super Bowl. And they're not even close to that. This team, and the other thing too, Chris, the defense is terrible, and I'm not making any excuses. turnovers are bad. When you give up the football, you put the defense in a bad spot.
Right.
Ezekiel with the two fumbles, those were turned into, I think the first three turnovers, right, were turned in for points. 21 points by
Seattle.
Well,
that's where the game got away from them.
Right.
And you're right in that. I mean, look, the defense is still horrible.
It is.
But last night wasn't as bad as some of those earlier games
no
in the
doubt.
Season. Because, like you said, the offense just put them in a horrible position.
When you fumble on your own 30-yard line.
Arizona the first three possessions, which I was shocked by. But, yeah, and then, like you said, they gave them the ball in their own, you know, in their own territory, and it was a wrap. But they're bad, man. And here's the thing. Jane Slater from the NFL Network, who's been on the show, she tweeted this today, Rob, that one Cowboys player told her this, that the coaches are totally unprepared. They don't teach. They don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly. That's a direct quote. Here's another player saying this. They just aren't, about the coaches,
right.
They just aren't good at their jobs.
Wow.
I mean, that is bad. Now, look, obviously the coaching staff has been horrible. Mike Nolan, I mean, he's the defensive coordinator. This is the defense. I know they lost a few guys, but this is the defense that was ranked 10th last year. So for them to fall off the map and be historically bad, yeah, I got to put a lot of that on the coaches. Okay, and you hate to see quotes like this in the newspaper or, you know, whatever,
but
on Twitter.
But you know what? When things get this bad, Chris, this
right.
is when guys are willing to talk. You know that. You
yep.
covered the Nets like I did. There's nothing but good stories on a bad team. Am I
oh,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
When
no,
teams are
absolutely.
Winning, it's harder to cover.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing to write about. Everything's going right. Quarterback's playing well, right? It's harder to write.
No
when
doubt.
When things go bad, finger pointing, look at that guy. Hey, I'll tell you this off the record. You could quote me
yep.
off the record. Am I right?
And I think this, Robin, a lot of people might look at this as all the players need to shut up. Obviously, they're not playing well, which is true. They're not playing well. Some of it's on them. But I bet you, Rob, and you know this from covering these sports, these players want this out there, obviously, and they hope it makes a difference, right? Like, they're putting this out there for a reason. That they want the coaching staff to step it up, or, I mean, I can't imagine Jerry Jones firing somebody right now. Not the head coach, maybe Mike Nolan. But
no,
they
it would
want
be
something
Nolan,
to
right.
be done.
It would be
yeah.
Nolan. It would not be Mike McCarthy. I would be stunned by that.
Oh, yeah. No. And let's get into McCarthy because, again, yes, he's doing poorly. But, Rob, I'm going to say this. If we have to do a blame pie, and I don't want to go into all the percentages and all that, but I'll say this. The lion's share, the bulk, most of the blame for the Cowboys' horrible predicament does not lie at the feet of Mike McCarthy, who's not blameless, but it lies at the feet of the man who hired him, the man who creates this culture, Jerry Jones. Period. The end. And Rob, I was thinking about this earlier today, Rob. I was like, you know what? It's time to stop talking about the freaking Dallas Cowboys.
Good luck with that. I know.
But don't we treat them like they're a freaking dynasty?
Like they've been so great. Four playoff games in 25 years, Chris.
Oh, my.
Four playoff games in 25 years, and they still get all the attention. And Jerry Jones, nobody challenges the guy. We don't agree on a lot of stuff when we talk about the NFL. I think that's where me and you argue the most is about the NFL.
Yeah, you're right.
But on this, I agree with you. I think Mike McCarthy, yes, he is to blame, Chris. It's easy to blame him. And he's partly to blame. But this mess that is the Dallas Cowboys belongs to Jerry Jones 100%. And I'll even tell you this. When you hire a Mike McCarthy, let him pick his own staff,
thank
Chris.
You. Thank you.
Let him
thank
pick.
You.
This guy won a Super Bowl, Jerry. And if you're saying that this is the guy who's going to get you over the hump, give him a chance. Let him pick his own staff. He called the plays in Green Bay. I don't care how long ago it was. You remember when they won the Super Bowl over Pittsburgh? Mike McCarthy was calling those plays. Yes. Mike McCarthy called those plays. So when you go and say, well, you could have the job, but you got to keep our offensive coordinator because we like him. No.
Look, Kellen, I agree with you. And Kellen Moore, he's not bad. You know, last year, obviously, Dak went to another level as far as stats production. This year, stats were looking good until he got hurt. But he's in his second year. And like you said, you neutered a Super Bowl winning coach.
Yep.
What is McCarthy doing? What's he doing?
But it tells you that
he ain't handling the defense.
It tells you that he was desperate. It tells you also, Chris, that maybe there just wasn't enough interest out there for him. And you make concessions. If this was 3 years after he won the Super Bowl in Green Bay, I guarantee you he wouldn't accept a job. You remember that happened in Cleveland. You remember they wanted them to keep Freddie Kitchens as the offensive coordinator, and they got turned down by every head coach who said they wouldn't take Freddie Kitchens on as their offensive coordinator, and that's why they gave the job to Freddie Kitchens. Because most coaches won't accept that.
Nah, you're right. And look, Jerry wanted a puppet. Let's just keep it real. He wanted to have his hands in everything, just like he always has. And he wanted his guy, Kellen Moore, and now look at him. They are a mess. And the fact is this, Rob, you mentioned the what, four playoff appearances in 25 years?
Four wins. 25 years.
All right. When they won the two Super Bowls under Jimmy Johnson, that was Jimmy Johnson, right? And Jerry didn't like it because they weren't winning his way. He wasn't getting enough credit.
Even
it was
the
too
third
much
one
Jimmy. The
was,
third, right. He brings
Jimmy
in Barry
well.
Switzer, and it was Jimmy's guys.
It was Jimmy's guys, right.
And so this is the problem with Jerry Jones. He wants to win his way. Winning's not enough. Winning a Super Bowl's not enough. He wants to win his way. And that's the problem. And Rob, I'm sorry. What Jerry Jones has got to realize is that if you win... If you don't do anything but sit in that box and watch the game, you don't do your interviews, you don't do your radio show, you don't do your little informal press conference after every game in the tunnel, you don't talk with the coaching staff about strategy, if you don't do a darn thing but sit in that box and twiddle your thumbs during games, guess what? If they win the Super Bowl, he would get credit. He would get credit. I'm not saying he would get the most credit, but he would get credit. It
he
would be under his
way,
watch,
right.
But he can't handle that. What's he got to? He has to be the superstar?
Yep. He's got to be out front. And ever since Jimmy Johnson left, Chris, it has been slim pickings. And that third one, you could talk about Barry Switzer, and now they won one. Jerry knows he needs to win another one, even though he's already in the Super Bowl, Chris. Because he doesn't have the respect about his football knowledge and putting the team together. He doesn't have it. He knows it. Everybody knows it. Yep.
Absolutely. And look, I'll give them this. They drafted well. Steven Jones, whoever it is, they've drafted well. But that just makes it worse. Because you got some talent, and you still are a joke.
They got a guy there in their front office who I know, Will McClay, Chris, who's one of their guys in drafting. And you're right. The Cowboys have drafted well. That's the one thing you can say.
But it kind of makes it worse. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't talent. It's your culture. You're not getting it done. And who sets the culture? Of course, Jerry Jones. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Who deserves the most blame for the Cowboys' failures so far this season? Jerry Jones or Mike McCarthy? We know the player's not going to call out Jerry Jones, but are they wrong in saying it's all McCarthy and his staff and leaving out the grand poobah himself, Jerry Jones? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the odd couple on this Trash Talking Tuesday.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the odd couple, Chris and Rob. The smooth sounds of DJ Alex Tyshirt in the background. Want to know what's really scary? Seeing just how much you could save or have could have been saving on car insurance if you had switched to Geico. It's almost as scary as watching your dog growl at the wall and realize he sees something you don't. Get a quote at Geico.com to see how much you could be saving. All right, 877-99 on Fox.
I was going to say, I tell you what wasn't smooth was the first inning for Clayton Kershaw on the Dodgers. He had two on. The Rays had two on, Chris, with one out. He got a strikeout and then a tapper back to the mound to get out of it. So he got through the first inning. That's a good the Rays threatened but did not score. So the Dodgers are coming up to bat.
Yeah, I think they're a little antsy in the dugout and bullpen.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
You got to keep a tight eye on our man Kershaw. All right, your turn to weigh in, guys. Who's to blame, Jerry Jones or Mike McCarthy? Or maybe you think somebody else for this madness that's taking place down in Texas.
All right, let's kick it off with Judge in San Antonio. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Hey. What's up, Judge?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Love y'all, man.
Thank you, bro.
So who's to blame? I heard you say that they did a good job drafting. What? They've been doing a good job drafting, series? Who's to blame is the front office. Whoever decided to pay Amari Cooper then backdoor and draft another receiver at the 11th pick instead of getting an O lineman or a D lineman or a DB, that's who's to blame. That's who's to blame. It got me pissed off over here.
Well, they're lying. Looking like trash. They're all lying. Look, in fairness, and it's a part of the game, the Cowboys have had some major injuries. So this year, especially on the offensive line, what they got, three of their starters or two of their starters and then the backup are injured? So, I mean, you got to give them that. Look, CeeDee Lamb, okay, is it overkill? They got arguably the best receiving core in the league. I do think they've drafted well.
No, they have over the years. I mean, they're hit and misses with everybody.
Right.
But if you were to talk about the one thing that they do well, Chris, they're drafting. Some of the contracts, who they've paid, I got all that. You know what I mean?
Right.
I get that.
But, Jack in the fourth round, Jalen Smith, Zeke. Leighton Van Der Esch. You know, they've drafted well. You can't deny that.
Yeah. Rob in Dallas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Rob?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Ultimately, everything falls on Jerry, but my issue is the football part of it, which falls to coaching. Because if you look at these first few games, there's just an overall lack of attention to detail. Like, Zeke is carrying the ball too low. You see, you know, a lack of discipline and assignments on the defensive side. I mean, yeah, the injuries don't help, but, I mean, execution is all about detail and want to.
But let me say this. Everybody wanted Jason Garrett out of there. They got him out of there.
Well, he certainly wasn't the answer. He looks good right now, but he wasn't the answer. Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, but everybody, coaching, you know, they need a better coach. I'm just saying, I hear your points on the coaching. I'm not going to deny that. But it still comes down to the front office, Chris, to me.
To Jerry hiring him.
Yes, Jerry hiring the people that they've hired.
Right. It's undeniable that the coaching has been bad. It's been bad on both sides of the ball, particularly defense, obviously. Right. But who put this staff in place? Jerry Jones.
Bob in Naples, Florida. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Bob?
Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm guessing here approximately 6 months ago, the same question was polled to the listeners, and I called in, and my answer hasn't changed. Blame everywhere, but mostly on Jerry Jones. And I'm not a Cowboys fan, but if I were, I would absolutely be furious with the moneymakers on the team. You know, Zeke needs to start pulling a Derrick Henry. Amari needs to start pulling a DK at Seattle. Those guys need to start stepping up. And then my last comment here, it's very unfortunate for Dak, but he's played well enough and before he went down that he spared all the blame drama and all the blame histrionics. I mean, I'm sure he'd rather be out there and then be getting blamed for what's going on, but he got out of this mess. Good for him. So, of course, I feel bad he got injured.
No, I know that. All right, appreciate that. Hey, real quick, Trey, in Alabama, you got to be quick. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris, this is Trey. You know, I'm not really a Cowboys fan, but, you know, I blame it on Jerry because, I mean, I feel like as a quarterback changes has an impact on the defense and the offense. And when you're not paying your best quarterback that is productive, you know, it's like he lost the team. Even though he's playing well,
Wait. So you think Jerry lost the team or Dak lost the team when he didn't get paid because he didn't get the contract?
Yes, I feel like
Here's the thing with that. They made him a fair offer. I'm sorry. And y'all know I like Dak. They made him a fair offer. Wouldn't you agree with that, Rob?
Yeah, 175, over 100 million guaranteed.
5 years, come on. And he's not the best quarterback in the league by a long shot.
And I understand him trying to leverage it. And always every quarterback was getting a raise. You know what I mean? Like every time they sign. But he's a fourth-round draft pick. They didn't make the playoffs the year before. There's a lot of other factors. And I agree. I think his people have to be the ones to say why that wasn't good enough. Because that was a lot of money for a fourth-round pick for a guy who was making, what, 300 grand or 500 grand, Chris, or whatever he was making?
Yeah. It was plenty of money for him. It was Russell Wilson money. Obviously not as good as Russell Wilson. But, all right, we got Trolling and Rolling with Martin Weiss coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Here's our man Ralph Irvin with what is trending. Ralph.
Gentlemen, the World Series is underway. They're in the bottom of the first right now. Tampa Bay and the Dodgers are scoreless. Tyler Glass now on the mound for the Rays. Clayton Kershaw getting through the first inning for L.A. Again, scoreless in the bottom of the first inning. Now, the L.A. Clippers have officially hired Tyronn Lue as their new head coach. He comes in with a 128-83 career record. And, of course, he led Cleveland to the NBA title in 2016. The Indiana Pacers bringing in former Raptors assistant Nate Bjorkgren as their new head coach. Now, in the NFL, the state of California has given the 49ers approval to allow fans to attend games at Levi's Stadium, but there's not going to be anyone there because Santa Clara County, where the stadium is located, will not approve any fans in the stands. The Saints have come to terms with the city of New Orleans. They're going to have 3,000 fans in attendance for their Week 7 contest against Carolina. That said, Christian McCaffrey will not be able to play in that contest. He's hoping to return for Week 8. The president of the Washington football team says the club will likely remain nameless through 2021. That due to the logistics of making the name and uniform change, which can normally take a year and a half to 2 years. And the NFL Network says there's strife in the Cowboys locker room. Players saying that Mike McCarthy's coaching staff doesn't teach and they're not prepared to make adjustments on the fly. Send it back to two guys who always make adjustments on the fly and make them well. It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right. Thank you, Ralph. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. All right, it's time for Trolling or Rolling with the humbled, yes, humbled Martin Weiss.
They see me trolling.
Tom Brady, he's done.
They hating.
Aaron Rodgers did not have a Pro Bowl season.
Trying to kiss me right in there.
It's Trolling or Rolling.
That's right, it's Trolling or Rolling. I'm Martin Weiss, and I'm here to break it down for you just in case this is your first time hearing. If Rob and Chris like the story that I read, you hear the roll sound.
They see me rolling.
And if they don't, you hear the troll sound.
Oh, man. Hey, 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 hey.
Now, the Los Angeles Dodgers are back in the World Series, and so is Mookie Betts, although this is his first time in Dodger Blue. He's been spectacular this postseason, prompting veteran columnist Bob Ryan to tweet the other day saying the Red Sox trading Mookie Betts was the worst move the organization has made since trading the great Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees. Rob, I know you covered the Ruth trade back in 1919. Yeah. Are you trolling or rolling that trading Mookie Betts is going to go down as the worst trade of all time?
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
I think the Red Sox, there was no reason. He was one of their guys. Pay him. Why wouldn't you pay him when this guy's done nothing? He was an MVP. He won you a World Series. He's a cornerstone of anything you're going to build. You know, like, they got plenty of money. Why not pay Mookie Betts? There was no reason to get – if you want to get rid of people, get rid of other people. There was no reason to trade Mookie Betts.
I'm trolling it.
Oh, man. Hate.
Look, obviously it was a horrible trade. Terrible trade. But the worst ever? No, obviously Babe Ruth was, I mean, come on. That's Babe Ruth. It was the worst ever. But I'm even going to go modern day. How about the Montreal Expos trading Pedro Martinez to the Red Sox in 97? And how about the same Expos years earlier trading Randy Johnson to the Mariners? I mean, Rob, the Expos had one playoff appearance in their history. And you traded two of the best pitchers ever who went on and got World Series championships with those teams? I mean, at least Boston got a World Series out of Betts. I agree. Horrible trade. But still, they did get a World Series with him. So
no, I know,
can't go worst ever.
I hear you, but they could get more. My thing is, why not pay that kid?
They should have. Just worst ever is what – if you want to say one of the worst ever, I'm with that.
Okay.
Mookie Betts is special. I'll just say that.
Oh, he is.
Trolling or rolling, Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, the Dolphins are 3-3 and on a two-game win streak. The rest of the AFC East, tough. Buffalo's lost 2 in a row. New England's lost 2 in a row. And the Jets, they've been the Jets. Miami has a real shot to win this division and are deciding to bench veteran Ryan Fitzpatrick in favor of young rookie Tua Tagovailoa. Chris, trolling or rolling, benching Fitzmagic right now is the right call.
Rolling.
They see me rolling.
Look, we've seen this act before. I'd be shocked if Rob doesn't agree with me. We know it's about time for Fitzpatrick to turn back into a pumpkin. There's no doubt it's coming this week, next week, whatever. It's coming. All right? And so your future is Tua, period. I don't care if Fitzpatrick led him to the division. In your future, even if they won the division with Fitzmagic, your future is Tua. If he looks ready in practice, let's get him in there. The future is now. I'm rolling with it.
I'm rolling with it as well.
They see me rolling.
We've seen the movie, yes. We've seen the act. He plays well, and then all of a sudden he turns into a pumpkin, and he's terrible. That's why he hasn't been able to hold on to a job. And the only way Tua is going to learn how to play in the NFL is by playing in the NFL. So put him out there, and if the division is to be had and Tua is special and that guy you used the top pick for, let him play and see if he can get you there.
Trolling around a couple of Fox Sports Radio. Now, Rob, I know you're more of a baseball purist, so just bear with me here, but it's the five-year anniversary of the bat flip heard around the world when Jose Bautista hit that beautiful shot to send the Blue Jays to the ALCS, throwing his bat almost to Manitoba and back down. World Series starts tonight. Obviously, the biggest four potential wins, or the biggest four wins of the season, are happening right now. Are you trolling or rolling, Rob? Bat flips in big moments.
I'm rolling with it.
They see me rolling.
You know what? The game has changed. It's changing, getting a little looser. People are saying, let guys play, right? We saw Fernando Tatis Jr. energize baseball with his play and antics and energy and all that. I'm cool with it, and it seems like a lot of the other players, and we've even seen some Hall of Famers chime in on Twitter saying, play ball, have fun, do your thing. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I'm rolling with it, too.
They see me rolling.
Love it. There, look, it's been a long time coming. Should have happened a while ago. Let these guys celebrate, all right? We got in the NFL, we got whole defenses going into the end zone, doing all types of stuff after an interception. Let the baseball players express themselves. Long as there's nothing dangerous done, obviously you can't hit anybody with the bat, but I'm totally with it. I think it adds personality to the games. Let the players' personality shine. And we know that a big part of what, you know, drives these sports are the personalities of the individual players and the storyline. So let some of that stuff start developing so that the fans can see the players' excitement and enthusiasm come out. I love it.
Now, I'm rolling with the idea that I'm doing trolling and rolling on a Tuesday. But don't think, I just want y'all to know, just don't think you didn't throw me off my game. I'm coming back for the hot seat. I'm coming back.
What is he, Rod, like 11 weeks away? Hey, we got a long list of people
time,
that have been beaten down that are hoping for redemption. You're trying to act like you haven't been humbled.
And you know what, Martin? By the time you come back for the hot seat, Kyler Murray will be back in the MVP.
Right. Yeah. You ready? You ready to apologize for that take?
No, I want to hear who Rob had.
What? I had Aaron Rodgers to start the season. That's who I picked.
Ooh, he looked great last week. That
all right, he had 13 touchdowns and no picks before that.
He's still higher on the list than Kyler Murray. That's for
Kyler
darn
Murray
sure.
Was never hey,
Murray wasn't even good last night. Let's keep
hey,
it real.
Right. Neither one of us got the number one guy right now. Am I wrong or am I wrong?
No, but your guy was exactly. Never in that conversation this year at all. Chris, even week one, what day was he? His name was in the conversation.
Never.
With an A.
Right.
That's all right. Hey, Rob, I know Aaron Rodgers is your boy, but they got to figure out going on the road, man.
They're soft, Martin. They're soft.
Yeah, no, they beat New Orleans, your home team. Oh, yeah, on the road. Never mind. Forget
New Orleans
that.
Is terrible.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Martin,
I'm rolling with that.
Where you at on Tampa Bay?
Yo, New Orleans is going to give them the division.
Give them? You sure they ain't going to take it?
Hey, Martin, let's bet that. I want to bet that division. Let's bet on the division. 20
Bro,
wings
man,
in a Diet Coke.
You like to bet all types of messed up odds and stuff, man.
No,
I'm
what? You're
bet
saying, why? You just said that they're going to give up the division. What? So what would be the problem?
Because the problem is it's all about the coaching. If they can get that coach together.
Nah. Chris, you see where he is?
You want to hear the analysis?
You're all over the place. You'll get your chance. You'll get your chance in 4 months. You get your chance in 4 months when you're back on the hot
seat.
That's
right. All right.
That's our man, the humbled Martin Weiss. Good job, brother. All right, there's more iCouple coming your way. It's Chris and Rob. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. We were just talking about the horrible, wretched Dallas Cowboys. And
what's that?
Here's the funny thing. As bad, Rob, as the Cowboys are, and they are about as bad as it gets, they still, believe it or not, are in first place in the NFC East. They are 2-4. And if the playoffs started right now, they'd be in. Worst defense, one of the worst defenses in NFL history. Being outscored by 45 total points. Banged up, quarterbacks out, 2-4, and still leading the division. The Philadelphia Eagles, 1-4-1. The New York Giants, 1-5. The Washington Redskins, 1-5. And this has led, Rob, it happens every few years, it seems, to the discussion about if whether the NFL should change its playoff format. Because the bottom line, I can't imagine that the Cowboys or whoever wins this division will only have 6 wins. I cannot fathom that. But whatever it is, 6, 7, 8, the winner of this division is going to host a playoff game. And so some people are saying they should reseed the playoffs and, you know, a wild card team could host, you know, play at home against Dallas. Some are saying there should be a limit. Maybe there should be a baseline record that a division winner has to have to get into the playoffs. Maybe 8-8. If you're not 8-8 and you win the division, you still don't make the playoffs, you know, assuming there are other teams with a better record that would be wild cards. What are your thoughts, Rob? Do you think some type of change should be in order? Well, here's one more I'll throw out. Some people are saying go back to when you only had 3 divisions in each conference. So you had 6 total, and, you know, obviously each division would have 5 teams instead of 4 right now, and so 1 division in each conference would have 6 teams. Any of those appeal to you, or you think this is just, it happens, it's cyclical, let's just go right through it?
I'm not going to panic. It just, we've seen some teams get in. This happens every so often. It's an anomaly. It's not what normally happens, and there's still a long way to go. Somebody could get better. What if somebody runs off 6 wins and then all of a sudden they go 9-7? I know it doesn't look like that, but it doesn't happen often. And then here's the other problem. When you add another team to the playoff mix, and I know this is different because you're talking about wild card, but there's a chance that there could be teams that are under 500 or something that could sneak in or you know, like depending on the records. So the more you have, you might have teams like that. That's why even in baseball we saw the Astros were under 500. The Milwaukee Brewers, Chris, were under 500, right? We've seen NBA teams. When you pick 16 teams, there are going to be some teams that don't have good records. Should they be playoff teams? So it happens every so often. I get it. How fair is it that they're going to get a home playoff game? Is this still the same way, though? I thought when they added the other team, it's not guaranteed. Is it guaranteed to have a home playoff?
I believe it's still guaranteed, yes.
You sure?
Rob G, correct us if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I thought they changed that, Chris, because by adding the team, I don't think it was automatic, and they were saying it was unfair. But anyway.
I think it's still the same. But Rob G, please look that up. Yeah,
maybe I'm thinking of the baseball one, Chris.
Yeah.
The way that they did it.
I don't mind them adding the 17th. Now, I was fine with 6. There was nothing wrong with the playoffs in the NFL at all.
I just didn't have any issue with it.
Yeah, I got no problem with them adding it. And you know why they do it. Look, the NFL is a little different because the regular season is so huge because there's, you know, so few games. But still, the playoffs are always the best time of year. I get why baseball did it, Rob, because, you know, the playoffs are phenomenal. Same thing with the NBA. As good as a regular season may be, as much as we may like it, there's nothing like the playoffs. So if you add, you know, another team, it just can you know, make it even more dramatic or things like that. And I don't mind, and I don't know how often it'll happen. It'll certainly happen here and there, I think. But I don't mind a wild card getting in at 8-8 or 7-9 or whatever occasionally.
But what's the difference? I mean,
well, the difference is you winning your division and getting home field in the first round. That's the difference.
But they're still a playoff team, and if they're not good, they're going to lose. I'm just saying, if you're accepting teams that have a sub 500 record or 8-8 in the playoffs, what's the difference
that doesn't guarantee it, but it certainly gives you an advantage. There's no doubt about that. And that's really what it comes down to. Look, it's interesting to think about, you know, would it be worth putting a baseline record. You know, if you are not at least 8-8 and you win the division, you're not guaranteed to get in the playoffs. I wouldn't mind that. Now, if a wild card team has a worse record than you, you still would get in. But I'm not so mad at that. I mean, I think I'd be open to exploring that option. Got to be 8-8 or you're not guaranteed a spot. You know, so it's this NFC East, worst division I've seen. And we'll see. Keep it locked.